This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If for some reason, you know, you live far away from this, you haven't touched it, you haven't looked at it, this is something to look for, ladies and gentlemen. For years, for decades, really, we've been hearing about Agenda 21. Oh, what does that mean? It seems so distant, it doesn't bother me. Now we're seeing the physical manifestation of plans, and this is what the overlay here is so circumstantially overwhelming that it can't help but be related to some degree. We're talking to Deborah Tavares from StopTheCrime.net. She's talking about paradise and the donations, and she wants to spend a little time on that and then go forward from there. Deborah.
Yes, thank you. It's important to understand donations are pouring in. That's not a bad thing. What we have to watch for is where is the money going? And how is it being used, and is it getting to the victims? And we're being told it's not being distributed directly to the fire victims by some of the areas that are collecting the funds. So millions have already come in, and there have been many beers. Over 1,000 different breweries throughout the country are donating to this, turning their profits into campfire donations. But some of the donations are huge, and again, that's not a bad thing necessarily. But for example, the Oakland Raiders gave $200,000 in cash plus $50,000 in gift cards. J.P. Morgan and Chase wrote a check for $725,000. The Walmart Foundation committed cash and product donations of $500,000, and another $10,000 for local wildfire services. There are a number of donations that are large donations, and again, not a bad thing. But what we need to understand is where is the money going? And that is what we discovered when we had the fires here in Northern California in October of 2017. The monies weren't necessarily going to the victims. In fact, we have talked to many victims who were even unaware of some of the charity and some of the organizations that were presumably distributing the money. They never found out about it at the time. So, again, we'll be updating on that, but I have some other very important news, and I'm going to be segueing into the CAL FIRE Burnham uplist of the cities that are now in California that are in a very high fire severity zone. But before I do that, I've got to put this word of caution out. I hope you all spread this far and wide. It's something we've recently discovered, and it is enormous. We have to understand and be aware of a fire-causing green energy code. Again, we're all being told we have to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions and CO2, and there are new building codes called green energy codes that are now coming in. And it's important to understand that we have discovered that the low-E energy-efficient windows with the argon gas cause fires. And this is backed by the Department of Energy. I'm going to go into this a little bit because all of you need to hear this, because we have many areas throughout the country that have been hit by various types of weather weapon systems. There will be many homes rebuilt, and many people will be unaware that these low-E energy-efficient windows will cause fires. Now, here's how this happens, and I've actually had first-hand experience with knowing this to be the case. And here's how this works. The energy-efficient low-E windows cause fires. Sunlight reflected from the metallic oxide coating on the glazing surface is designed to keep the sun's heat from entering the home. The reflected heat has melted vinyl siding on neighbors' houses, ignited dry brush and mulch on the ground, and set cars on fire. The reflected heat is magnified from the outside glass pane, which causes the pain to become concaved rather than flat. This concaved condition occurs when the argon gas between the glass leaks out. The argon molecules are smaller than the molecules of the outside air, so the air does not leak in to replace the argon, creating a low pressure area. The outside atmospheric pressure forces the glass pane inward, creating the concaved condition and a focusing effect of the heat. The sunlight heat is focused much like a magnifying glass, and at the right point of distance, you get ignition. It becomes combustible. And again, this is backed by the Department of Energy, and it's important to note that right now, approximately 80% of current window replacement and new home construction is using these low-E fire-causing windows. There is no recall. These windows remain specced in the new green energy codes. In order to comply with the required reduced energy codes, you do not need to use these fire-causing windows. That's the important point here, to reduce your heat and energy cost. They're being sold because they do reduce heat and energy cost, but they are starting fires. And firsthand is a family that lost their homes here a year ago in the fire here in Santa Rosa, relocated to a newly built home, and just prior to Thanksgiving, they smelled smoke. And at first, they didn't understand why the unoccupied model home next to the home they were living in, the mulch in the backyard had caught on fire. It was already igniting the wooden fence in the rear and climbing up wooden support deck post in the back. The wife was home alone at the time and started screaming and called for fire. And neighbors came, and they used garden hoses to try to contain the fire. By the time the fire company arrived, the fire had entered in under the deck into the crawl space under the home. The fire company had to pull off the wood siding and put the fire out. Well, no one understood at the time how this fire occurred. And it was after the builder of the home cleared off all the burned material and took off all the burned mulch. They had jute netting lying over the soil where the mulch had burned, and they were noticing black round holes that were burned in the netting, this jute netting like a rope. And that's when they discovered it was the reflection from the low E windows on the south side exposure of these homes that had the most sun during the hottest times of the day. So this has not been recalled. It is being specced out by the Department of Energy. And most importantly, you now know about this. Share this far and wide. You do not need to install these low E fire-causing windows. They are dangerous, and this has been reported. When I simply did a simple search, low-E windows cause fires, I saw reports from all over the country. I invite you to do the same. So now I'm going to get into some advisories that some of our cities are posting. This is out of Santa Barbara, California, that experienced fires and massive mudslides, which killed people on both sides of those events. And this is just right now out of Santa Barbara. This is unbelievable because many of you by now understand that this is not climate change. This is climate control. And I refer to the 1960 CIA document for climate control and understanding there are many other weapons systems that have been used over the many years that have patents, etc. But in this storm readiness alert page, this is what they're now warning us. They're saying, if at any time you feel unsafe, take immediate action and do not wait for a notification to evacuate from your home. Ready, alert, beware. Weather advisory, and they talk about how the County of Santa Barbara of Emergency Management will be alerting the county for upcoming storms. And then they say set, ready, set, go. That's the mantra here now. The set part says prepare to leave. Evacuation warning. Santa Barbara Sheriff's Office is warning that when there is a high probability of an evacuation due to incoming storms with durations intensifying to pose risk to life and property, you must prepare to leave. Then there is the go, leave now order. It's the evacuation order. And they're saying that in Santa Barbara. Now, this is going to become the acronym across the country for all of the weaponized weather events. That's why I'm telling you about this now. You will see this because what we see are templates. They're just using different county names. It's the same template. So in Santa Barbara, the sheriff's office will order you to leave if you are in a designated evacuation area. But they're saying they will not require that you evacuate, but that should a problem arise, no one will be able to help you. So now I want to talk about what we have now discovered here in Northern California with regards to the plans of evacuation, because we have Pacific Gas and Electric again, which is Rothschild, who is working with the county here to draft plans for planned power outages. In other words, when we have a red flag fire warning, Pacific Gas and Electric will be turning off the power to our homes. Now, I want all of you to keep in mind, we are on the smart meter grid system where everything is remote and everything can be turned off if you are on and have a electric smart meter. Also, the same thing now applies to the wireless water meters. By and large, they have been deployed throughout our country already. Check that out in your neighborhood as well. But here's the plans that they're talking about drafting in our area. These will come to you as well. And they talk about how agencies are trying to coordinate with Pacific Gas and Electric when they shut off the power to prevent fires. Now, keeping in mind, when power is shut off and you're in a unsustainable wildlands location outside of the city growth boundary, you will not have water unless you have ways in which to access water from your well or from your holding tanks. So any solutions that I can give you, if you're out in the country, you need to get larger holding tanks for water. You need to have ways in which to pull that water out of your holding tanks for firefighting ability. But they say in here that, ironically, by trying to prevent one disaster, turning the power off creates another disaster. They go among the concerns, power cuts, limit the ability of agencies to issue alerts to residents using the internet or wireless data, and it interrupts traffic signals, water pumps, and listen to this. It interrupts the traffic signals, the water pumps, wastewater treatment facilities. That's a big one. And impacts those who depend on certain types of medical equipment according to the county's plan. And they go on how PG&E will attempt to contact public safety agencies and local governments about shutdowns before they notify the customers. So we have to understand what is occurring here. We're being shut down when we need access to services the most. And we can certainly understand PG&E's position with their beliefs.
Hi, this is Jay at the Paramall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Paramall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with You fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfHillAmmo.com.
This is big. If you feel overwhelmed, if you feel the bigness of this, you're not alone. I certainly feel that, and I know Deborah feels the weight of the task. Basically, what she said is, you correct me where I'm wrong, Deborah, leading up to this, is that there are already lists planned of high fire risk areas. That means burn them up lists. That's what you've said. That it basically following the same plan that you've been warning us about for years, that there's going to be a systematic plan to drive people off different parts of our lands. So resiliency, Agenda 21. When these fires happen, the plan is already there to cut the power off. So now, not only are you in the middle of a fire, you probably won't be able to get water because there's no power to run a pump. Unless you got some hand pump or some kind of well like that, you're on your own. Wild, wild west. Even worse than that, because now you have no electricity or no outside help whatsoever. In the middle of this, where is that going to leave you? What you have the target on your back. I mean, that's what I'm hearing when you're saying all this, Deborah, is that basically the target is now firmly implanted right in our backs, and California is the prime example of for the rest of the world.
Well, it absolutely is, and we are on our own, and what's even worse, we're under attack. So we're on our own and under attack with they're trying to be the stealth maneuvering that this is Mother Nature and this is climate change, when in fact we all know that it is intentional climate destruction. But I want to talk about the CAL FIRE burn 'em up list of cities in the very high hazard fire severity zones in California, and I'm not kidding. This is posted on StopTheCrime.net under our Hot Topics page, and I'm going to go over a scenario with everyone that's listening. You need to understand that we are now in the Internet of Things, that the smart electric grid, the smart water grid, even the components, the computer components that handle the sewer, urine, wastewater treatment plants are all hackable. So we are under massive cyber hacking, as well as directed energy weapons, drones, satellites, etc., and causing even ignition from the windows. You heard me tell you that. So what I want to tell you now is a direct experience that we had just last weekend. We drove up to Nevada City with to a town of in the area of Grass Valley, which is only about 75 miles or so from the town of Paradise in the area that just now burned. Now, when we were driving up there, it was extremely, very dry, millions and millions of dead standing trees, absolutely heavily chemtrailed. The altitude was a couple thousand feet. The electrosmog was palpable. You could feel the energy in the air of frequency. And when we arrived in this historic town, a gold mining town, we were walking through the streets, amazing buildings, even a theater where Mark Twain once spoke, and one of the original settlements of gold mining in California. And as we were walking, we observed smart meters on all the buildings, all the houses in the perimeter of the town, as well as in the sidewalks, all of the wireless water meters. And I can tell you, some people that joined us, none of us were able to sleep that night because the frequencies were unbearable. Now, many people will not recognize what unbearable means. That's why I keep recommending everyone download the symptoms list, because we're all suffering now. We're all suffering from various aspects of the frequency assault on our bodies, keeping in mind that every cell is a computer in our bodies and we're being hacked. But I want to go over the sense and knowing this town was going to burn. And we came back, and then the following day in our local newspaper, this is what we read. Now, keeping in mind, the day before, we were up in Nevada City, California. It says, some in Nevada City County fear they could suffer the same fate as Paradise. Now, this is out of the Washington Post, and this was dated in our local newspaper on 12/16 of 2018, and we were in Nevada City on December the 14th and the 15th, and we felt it was going to burn up next. And then we have this article. The deadliest wildfire in California history was blazing not far from Nevada City, about 75 miles north in the town of Paradise. And people there are talking about not being able to continue to live there because insurance rates are now getting ready to triple. But here is part of the story that you will not believe. And when we get back from the break, I'm going to read the unbelievable to you out of this article.
It is unbelievable. It's overwhelming. I mean, this is crazy, ladies and gentlemen. Whether you believe this or not, you better find out if it's true. Stay tuned.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News.
Senate leaders are working on a bill to avoid a partial government shutdown at the end of the week. The bill would fund the government for the next 6 weeks. Republican Senator from Louisiana, John Kennedy, tells you what he believes Nancy Pelosi would do if the government would happen to shut down.
She'll just wait until January the 3rd, and when she's running the show in the House, and then send us a budget without a penny for the wall.
Interest rates are going up again, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell.
we raised our target range for the short-term interest rates by another quarter of a percentage point.
Powell also believes
over the past year, the economy has been growing at a strong pace. The unemployment rate has been near record lows, and inflation has been low and stable.
And on that news, the Dow lost 351 points to close at 23,323. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is big, and Deborah's going through this systematically and going to talk about some groundbreaking things here that you need to know about. I haven't plugged anything. You know about the Power Mall. We need your purchases. That's why we're here at thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys, will you? That's what allows us to get people like Deborah on here. Very important. 877-817-9829 if you'd like to call, or thepowermall.com. Also, please subscribe to our YouTube channel if you get a chance. I know a lot of people will see this video. We totally got wiped out by YouTube. We had to start a totally new, it's a sparse channel. So please subscribe to our channel as well as Deborah's, and allow us to connect with you that way. It's very important what we're doing here, and we feel an obligation to do it, as you know that Deborah does. So getting back to Deborah, Deborah, you wanted to pick up right where you left off, basically.
Yes,
with the
absolutely.
Holocaust of these cities, these burn-up lists.
Right. So I want to read a little bit more of what was said in the newspaper. They go on to say that even before the wildfires destroyed the town of Paradise, CAL FIRE was sounding the alarm. The report cited climate change as a contributing factor. That's an important thing you heard me just say. Another government agency that is behind implementation of the false science of climate change when, in fact, it's weather weapons. It's important to remember this because something that I'm going to be breaking here in a few minutes is going to pertain to the link-up of government agencies all supporting the false science of climate change rather than weather control. But this article goes on to say that the campfire advanced quickly into the town of Paradise, surrounding the communities, at times burning an area the equivalent of a football field per second. A football field per second. Many evacuees spent hours stuck in traffic as flames brushed their cars or burned them up. But about 1,300 California communities, accounting for 3 million housing units, have been classified invulnerable to major damage from wildfire in Nevada County, where some 100,000 residents are spread over 900 acres. So Nevada County is in a very high fire risk. We felt the levels of the environment and the heavy metals and the electrification and the ionizing in the atmosphere on top of all of the wireless combustible equipment, house-to-house ignition. So let me now jump into some of the CAL FIRE areas and what they're listing. We're talking about 1,300 California communities accounting for 3 million housing units. I want you to think about homelessness. Go to homelessness on that one. Also, we just heard a few days ago that there's a new license for new car purchases that will not allow people to cross over the Golden Gate Bridge or any bridge where there are tolls with new car plates. They will now roll off the lot with the ability to charge you for commuting. And that's because so many cars are burning up here, and they're going to continue to burn up. And here are some of the cities that they're talking about. And I'm not going to list them all. I'm just going to go over a few. But they're talking about there are five cities here in Alameda County, which include Berkeley and Oakland, Pleasanton, San Leandro. They talk about Butte County, two cities, Chico and Paradise. Well, they already burned up Paradise. They talk about, I'm going to try to pick out names for those of you geographically that will understand where these locations are, South Lake Tahoe. Clear Lake here in Northern California has already burned several times over the last few years. In Los Angeles County, there are 39 cities listed. Beverly Hills, Burbank, Claremont, Covina, Diamond Bar, Glendale. I didn't list them all. And in Riverside County, there are 22 cities listed. And some of those cities are Desert Hot Springs, Hemet, Lake Elsinore, Palm Springs. Many of you know where Palm Springs is. That's listed on the Burn 'em Up list. San Bernardino, there are 15 cities listed, including Big Bear Lake, Fontana, Rancho Cucamonga, Redlands, Upland. San Diego, 13 cities listed there. There are many, many cities listed on all of these plans. Westlake Village, Whittier, Marin. We're talking about Marin County, which is just north of the Golden Gate Bridge. They're talking about Mill Valley. Mendocino County, there are a couple of cities listed. That Mendocino County is what we talked about originally in 2015 when we released that YouTube video, Plan to Burn Up Northern California. So I want to have all of you remember that. And I need to just quickly go over this because there are a number of things I want to get out. Napa County, Calistoga, that burned in the fires here of 2017. Yountville is in that area. Nevada City, okay, Grass Valley and Nevada City and Truckee. Now, I just talked to you about our touring of Nevada City and Grass Valley. It's on the burn-up list. Also, Orange County, Anaheim, Irvine, Laguna Beach, Mission Viejo, Newport Beach, Orange. They talk about Tustin, many other locations, Oceanside, San Diego, Vista, San Luis Obispo, several cities, four cities actually, San Mateo in California, eight cities, Santa Barbara. Well, Santa Barbara, they listed Santa Barbara that already did burn with mud and landslides that caused devastation. Santa Clara doesn't mean that they won't burn things a second or third time, by the way. We've been watching that as well. That's been happening. Shasta. Under Shasta, there are three cities listed. Redding is listed. Certainly with the car fire, Redding was burned as well. Again, Siskiyou County here, six cities listed. Sonoma County, Cloverdale, and Santa Rosa. Santa Rosa already burned, but it's on this list. They continue with Ventura County. They talk about Simi Valley, Thousand Oaks, Ventura. Again, I have not named all of the cities that are planned to be under high risk. They call it VHFHESZ. And that means very high fire hazard severity zones. And many of these areas have already burned. So
let me interject for 1 second here, especially somebody who doesn't live in California, which most of our audience doesn't, and you're listening, and you keep naming over these cities, and you talk about that this is weather modification. This isn't climate change. This is climate control. You mentioned to me earlier about the coast, the surf contest that had to be canceled. You talked to me about 5G going underground. I think those are important things to mention. This is so freaking big, Deb. I mean, this is so massive. If what you're saying is true, for the person who's listening, I mean, when you study this, what goes through your mind? I mean, you got to just be like out of your mind, pulling your hair out almost.
Well, I'm just anxious for everyone to hear what the documents are telling all of us, and the research that goes into being able to look and read these documents and then express these documents. So, with that having been said, I want to talk about quickly that the 5G is going underground. And certainly one would think, and again, this is just an assessment that we've made. We have no documentation to substantiate this, but I can say that with all the planned fires and all of the flooding, securing the system underground would be a necessity. And because of all the wires overhead that have been destroyed in the fires. So I want everybody to think about that, not that we know that that's why that's being done, but we do know that the 5G frequency grid is a kill grid, and so why not secure it from all of the weather weapons that are being used against all of us right now. We also understand that the FCC is run by Crown Castle, and they are the 5G beast. They are the Rothschilds out of the City of London. And I call it their frequency division for depopulation. And Crown Castle and Google are the FCC. And but I want to talk about the undergrounding because it's very important. The International Telecommunication Union estimates ongoing capital investments related to fiber infrastructure, which will reach a staggering $144.2 billion between 2014. Folks, they're already doing it, okay? They've been doing it. Between 2014 and 2019. And in its Trends in Telecommunication Reform of 2017 report, a huge explosion of data, especially video, flowing from tomorrow's 5G radios and base receivers and stations is the primary driver for the immense capital investment into fiber. Now, I pulled out some information from Crown Castle. I discovered that Jim Young on Crown Castle, one of the CEOs, is behind the fiber plans. And when we get back from this break, I'll read just a little bit of what he has to say about the fiber connection and the value of fiber. And then we're going to jump into something really, really big.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. cannabisstocks.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
From the time before the revolution, or at the point, the Declaration of Independence, who we are, our independence, our freedom, our divinity within us, it is all being hacked, as Deborah described, and it's such a powerful statement. We are the ones being hacked. Every cell is a computer, and every cell is being hacked by this warfare on us. And Deborah's from her website, stopthecrime.net, you can find more detail. Ladies and gentlemen, please don't discard what she's saying. Most of it, the vast majority, is backed up with some document. She'll tell you if it's her opinion, but there's reason she's saying things. She's not just up in the night. Deborah, why don't you lead off right where you left off, and then we'll continue there.
Growth engine for Crown Castle over the next decade and beyond. And they asked, it was asked of Crown Castle, are the tower and fiber operations separately run? And they responded by saying, Crown Castle is one company. We're all on the same team. But for operational efficiencies and effectiveness, we have a fiber line of business growing rapidly. So that's important to note, the new aspect of 5G and the fiber networks. And I wanted to now talk about something that we've just learned. This is a developing story. I'm going to do the best I can in articulating this to all of you. You know how over the years we've heard repeatedly that we have unfunded pension liabilities. That's become just an acronym. I think we've all pretty much accepted that our cities have unfundable pension obligations. Unfunded pension obligations mean there are no pensions. Let's say it correctly. If they're not funded, there isn't the money. So what happened? How is it that all of our cities and agencies have unfunded pension liabilities? Well, of course, we can state the obvious, theft, a political wheeling, etc. But let's talk about some other possibilities. And here's this one. And I did not discover this until our team was attending recently a mosquito and vector control meeting wherein they were being presented with year-end financial statements. And that presentation opened up a new world of reality of what has occurred. We're talking about nationwide, every city, every agency, accounting fraud. Government firms are scamming all our communities and all our agencies. And this is what we have discovered. And this is only one firm, so I know that there are likely many. So I will refer to this because I said this is a developing story. And the organization is N as in Nelly, B as in boy, S as in Sam, gov.com. So it's important to know that the NBSgov.com website means that it is fully operational. It is a government website. It is a third-party accounting practices through the use of proprietary computer generic applications as approved by U.S. Inc. Accounting Practices Association. This is important, what you are hearing right now. We're a network of corporations. They are not working for us. And there are now proprietary computer generic applications of accounting in all of our city agencies. This is an economic hitman strike through false proprietary generic accounting and appears to be in all cities, all municipalities, and all counties, all government agencies that have outside contracted services. Government agencies have handed over financial service control audits to a centralized monetary third party that does not have accountability. This is an economic hitman team's accounting principles that are misleading the future revenue and expense projections that are going to cause massive requirements for tax increases and bankruptcy in all of our cities. So I'm going to talk to you about how they've sold this, what they're saying. And I'm going to make a comment right now before I tell you a little more. I asked this accounting firm at the mosquito and vector control meeting, have you factored in climate change? Now, all of us again know that it is weather control. And I asked if they have factored in the tremendous economic loss that we're now suffering nationwide from targeted weaponized weather attacks. And I didn't say that, I just said climate change. There are no factoring in for the loss. Although the vector control locally here said that with the loss of housing in the Santa Rosa area, they're already losing $50,000 a year for vector control. And they're either going to need to increase taxes to cover services or decrease vector services. I also ask, with the increased heat events that we're being told will happen, and they are, this is all part of the weaponization of the climate, there will be new vectors. And by cutting services, we will now face new vectors. Also, I will add this at this moment, too. There are many plans afoot right now to confiscate our water supplies, and we're seeing many, many agencies forming. And how they're, one of the aspects of that is creating wetlands next to existing water and tributary areas where they say there needs to be species ability to adapt. No, this is land confiscation under wetlands, under the word wetlands. Think wildlands, wetlands. Also think in terms of the mosquito and vector problems that are associated with standing water. This is a plan. Getting back to this developing story about the weaponized accounting systems now that have entangled themselves throughout our entire country on all levels. This is what they say to their clients. We have worked with hundreds of local government and public agencies of every type and size, from the smallest special purpose district to the largest of full service cities. We also work with counties and parishes, municipalities, and education and school districts. Our ultimate goal is to make our clients look good in front of their constituents. I'm going to read that again. To make them look good in front of constituents, including constituents of citizens, property and business owners, boards, councils, attorneys, advisors, proponent groups, and other professionals. We have been taken by accounting fraudulent practices through USA Inc. in all of our cities, all government agencies throughout the entire country.
Oh, it's so big. Deborah, the time has gone way too fast. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's an absolute pleasure. Your research, who you are. God bless you, Deborah.
Everyone, go to stopthecrime.net. Please sign on for our YouTube and email blast out.
Very good. Ladies and gentlemen, God bless you. Have a great holiday. ThePowerHour.com, StopTheCrime.net. Check out our YouTube channels. Demand the Food, you want to get prepared. Demand the Food's on sale. Check that out. Demanda.com. God bless you. Talk to you soon.
Imagine a cold winter blowing outside, yet you are warm and cozy inside with economic, safe, comfortable heating thanks to your Sun Air ductless furnace. The Sun Air ductless furnace provides your home with comfortable, radiant electric heat that stays near the floor where you are, not on the ceiling where you aren't. It's simple to operate and the most energy-efficient furnace in the world, heating up to 500 square feet for about a dollar a day. Sun Air heaters and purifiers are made in America and built to last. To order, call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you're like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.